There are 9 Beatitudes in the Gospel today. 9 times where Jesus says, blessed are, happy are, fortunate are, how lucky are. 9 blessings from Jesus. We want to be blessed by him. And he's giving us, in a sense, a program of life for being blessed. All 9 Beatitudes deserve close attention. But I think the church today gives us a key for unlocking all 9. I think the key is humility. None of the 9 says, blessed are the humble. But I think each of the 9 has humility as a constituent part of it. Humility is foundational to being poor in spirit, meek, hungry, merciful, pure, etc. I think that's the reason why the church holds up for us that first reading from the prophet Zephaniah, who proclaims, all you humble of the earth, seek the Lord. Seek humility. And he goes on to say, and the Lord will preserve a humble and lowly people. And then in the second reading, St. Paul says that God reduces to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. Humility. So let's look a little more closely at what these readings say about humility. Zephaniah says that the humble are those who have observed God's law. Are you eager to observe God's law? Not just willing to do it begrudgingly. Are you eager to observe it? God's law is not about a bunch of rules. It's about a relationship. The whole law is summed up by loving God with all our being and loving our neighbor as ourselves. How eager, zealous are you to love God? How eager to love your neighbor? If we were to write on a piece of paper what we're most zealous for, what we pour the greatest amount of our energy into, what would it be? Our work, school, study, making money, getting ready to make money, entertainment, family and friends. Even family and friends, God's law commands to put second after love of God. It takes humbling ourselves to be zealous for God's law. And Zephaniah says that when we do so, we're sheltered from the terrible consequences of sin. And he goes on to say that the humble and the lowly are those who take refuge in the name of the Lord. We don't take refuge in violence or deception or cunning or by being passive aggressive. Our refuge is trusting in the Lord to let him set things right, whether in this life or the next. So, you know, maybe in a conversation, the other person starts to be highly critical of religion or of theism, right? Believing in God. Our response could simply be, I just trust God. There's no one more trustworthy than the Lord. And he gave us the church. Full of sinful human beings who are also capable of tremendous goodness and beauty. I just trust the Lord. We turn to the second reading from St. Paul, see what he tells us about humility. He says what's important isn't human wisdom or power or an expensive upbringing. But neither, does he say, is it salvific to be foolish or weak or impoverished and despised. At the heart of that second reading today is the line that no human being can boast before God. None. Regardless of your strengths, talents, and virtues, we might be lucky, blessed to be poor in spirit, meek, merciful, etc. Those virtues might make us more happy and blessed in this life, but they only take us so far without God. All things in this world come to an end, but God goes on. Which is why it's so important for us to be in God, to be in Christ Jesus, to have access to his righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, as St. Paul says. So humility recognizes and acknowledges these things. Humility acknowledges virtues and talents and strengths in ourselves and in others. And humility acknowledges that these things are not enough. God alone is enough. The opposite of humility is pride, which says, I alone am enough. We fall into that every day, don't we? How many times do we say, or even at least think, just let me do it. Just get out of my way. How many times do we say that on the road? Just get out of my way. Let me do that. You're messing it up. Let me do it. Humility says, well, maybe I can do that well. Thanks be to God. But others can too. Humility is the foundation. And if there's a good, sturdy foundation, then a beautiful structure can be built on top of it. So lastly, just a little wordplay with humility I think can also be helpful for us today. The first is that humility comes from the Latin word humus, which means earth or ground or dust. The humble person keeps her feet on the ground, even if she loves to gaze up at the stars. We have to stay grounded in reality. Reality created by the Lord. The reality of the law of the Lord. Secondly, the word humility is related to the word humor. To be truly humble is to be able to laugh at yourself. The prideful may laugh at others, but they never laugh at themselves. If a humble person laughs at someone else, it's only because he sees himself in the other person's foibles, follies. So I think the ability to laugh at oneself is a tremendous help in living those Beatitudes. The reason why the angels can fly, it's because they take themselves so lightly. You and I are deeply loved. The apple of his eye. But we're also very small before the powerful greatness of the Lord. We weren't created to be or to feel responsible for everything. We were created to be loved. And we were created for joy. And humility grounds us in God's love and helps us to laugh with joy before his mighty power. Humility enables our blessedness. So here's the homework for the week. Take refuge in the Lord this week and make time to laugh at your own foibles and follies, your own silliness. We can laugh at ourselves because we trust in the Lord.